BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. A little cloudy out there. It's going to be cloudy all day. A little bit cooler, too. 70 for a high. Picture perfect going into the weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. Dude, you got that Food and Wine Festival. God. You got football. You got all kinds of things going on.
September is just a zoo. I don't know. I mean, it's just a zoo. It's just very busy. I got a bachelorette party. I got parents weekend in California. We have bar bingo. It's just very, very busy.
It is busy. Yes. Going to be a busy weekend, too. Broncos kick off this weekend.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans are here. They need to win that game big time. You got CU. They're playing Delaware.
Delaware? What about CSU?
They are playing Northern Colorado.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. So got them all rounded up here. So yeah. They're all set to go this weekend. So last night, the official football season kicked off with the NFL. A player got thrown out at the very beginning of the game, Jamie, because he spit in another player's face.
Oh, that's not nice.
Is that the most disgusting thing ever?
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got these two players. They're face-to-face, and they're arguing about something that happened in the play. I don't know. And he spits in his face. I mean, you can see it right there on TV.
Yeah, really? The video was
it's
gross.
It's awful.
That is gross.
I saw it as it happened.
What team was that?
What? Philadelphia.
Oh.
Yeah, those Eagles. They're dirty players anyway.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Boys to Men did the national anthem. They were terrible.
Oh, no.
They were terrible.
What?
I've got it here.
I'll make love to you if you want me to, right? Didn't they sing that song?
Their harmony used to be so damn good. What happened?
Let's hear it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Now, we'll say the internet is calling it the worst ever. It's not the worst ever.
No, not the worst ever.
It's not great, but it's not the worst ever.
Yeah.
There's been some bad ones.
There's been
out
some
there.
really bad ones.
Speaking of singing, yesterday or midnight last night, Justin Bieber's album dropped.
Oh,
right?
Thank goodness. I know you were excited about that. You were waiting, weren't you, doing the countdown and everything?
I stayed up.
Yeah.
I stayed up last night.
Justin Bieber.
I never stay up past 6:30. Okay.
Right.
But I stayed up till midnight last night for the drop of this Swag 2.
Yeah, Swag
and
2.
Swag 1
was phenomenal.
Oh, my
God, you couldn't wait.
Yeah, well, how do you beat Swag 1?
Exactly.
Is what I kept thinking. So I got to hear this, right? So I'll play you a couple of clips. This is a song called Love Song that dropped at midnight. And, again, I'm very sleepy this morning.
I gotta make a habit of this, baby. I don't wanna reach your love song, baby.
Right, that's pretty cool, huh?
I don't wanna reach you a good one. You can't stop singing to me.
Some Swag 2 for you. Swag 2.
You know, it's a good, I like the song. I don't understand all the instrumentals in it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening. That's a shame because I think it's really, really good. But if it didn't have all that stuff in it, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of instrumental.
Sounds like there's some bongos in there.
Yeah. I don't
know if you need the bongos, Bieber.
Is there a different edit or is that all they've released?
That's the only one I got this morning.
It's like a jam session.
Let's try this one. Mother in You. Okay. Mother in You.
Now remember the moment at 2 in the morning, a sober reflection in you. You looked right through me like you.
He ran out of words on that one.
I know. What is that? 4 times in a row?
Mother and you.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Yeah, Mother and you. Yeah.
Tough time writing that one. Yeah. Okay. Remember, this is Swag 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Not like one. All right. This one's called the Speed Demon.
Okay.
Speed Demon.
He checking his chickens.
And did he say I'm choking my chickens?
He's choking his chicken.
Wait, did he say
choking his chicken, choking chicken? What did he say there?
I'm actually being serious. Did he say he's choking his chickens?
I have no idea what he's saying. Right. I don't know. Here we go. Let's do it again. I think every artist, when they come out with new music, needs to put a chicken song on.
Yeah.
Speed demon from Justin Bieber.
All right, so I'm looking at the words. It says, keep checking these chickens. Yeah. So it is the word chicken.
Let me hear that again. That's what we thought it said. Keep checking these chickens. Maybe he's got chickens now.
What is the chicken part? I don't... It's a good song. That's a shame he put chickens in it.
I've ruined it for you.
Like yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, a little like Justin Bieber.
Keep checking these chickens. And I go speed racing
with a chicken.
That is interesting. That's some marijuana for you.
I think that chicken song's going to get him out of debt.
Maybe
that might work.
That'll hit it, I guess.
Might work. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, and get this. There's a rumor this morning that the location of the wedding has been leaked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a date or a location.
No, well, the date's not been set yet, as far as I know, but there's a rumor this morning that it's being reported that it's going to happen in Rhode Island at that mansion she has.
Oh, okay.
$28 million mansion that she had, that big slide out there in the front yard.
Yep.
Remember that place? It's a nice place.
It is a nice place.
Yeah, and they say the wedding's going to happen there. I guess an insider leaked it.
Well, the only thing is, though, the reason why she bought that place is to, like, live next to that Kennedy kid. Remember, they said, what? Yeah, so they accused
her. No boyfriend?
Yeah, of stalking.
Why? You can't get married there.
That's what I'm saying.
That is wrong.
That seems
if
like
I'm
a weird
Travis,
place.
I put my foot down on this one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because that's the rumors. She bought it because she's obsessed with that Kennedy kid.
I hope they don't get married during football season.
Because this is about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch football.
Yeah.
I don't want this to take away from it.
We actually have some audio where Travis Kelce is talking about all the changes or whatever. What is this one, Schmidl?
Mm-hmm.
It's how his life has improved since meeting Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You want to play it? Yeah. Do you want?
Yeah, I'll get it here. Hang on one second. Right, I got fire.
Can you kind of describe how your life has changed here? And is there a difficulty to focus on everything on the field? Is that a challenge for you?
Well, engaged.
There we go. Yeah. Exactly. I got one more ring from it. I would say two if we're counting the first Super Bowl. I would say, I've ever since I've been dating Taylor, life has been fun. You know, it's been exciting. Obviously, a lot more eyes, and I accept that. But it's just I'm living life. You know. Living on a high,
it's
I guess.
It's a dream, dude.
Yeah.
Is this the last dance?
For who? For me? Man, it's the last one on the contract right now, but I'll tell you what, I'm feeling young, and I'm feeling ready to rock, baby.
Ready to rock.
So he's saying he won't retire.
If you read into that, yeah.
He's leaving the door open for sure.
Schmidl, you should find where he does an impression of Patrick Mahomes. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
He does such a good job. Travis Kelce does an impression of Patrick Mahomes. He's like talking like this.
I mean, they hang out enough. He should have it down.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Good for them. I'm glad they're, going to get married. Yep. Everything's going
to
be beautiful.
And he seems to be very happy. Very happy. I hope he has a miserable season. I really do. I really do. Downhill. That he's forced to retire.
Right?
They just tell him to get the hell out of here. One of those seasons,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Everybody is talking about the Powerball, man. $1.7 billion. A lot of money.
Did
you go to $2 billion before the weekend's over.
Did you see that list of everything you could buy and all that crap? Oh my God.
Yeah, whatever. I've got my own wish list, don't you?
Yep,
we all do.
Is, yeah.
I think we're all dreaming of it. 1.7. Oh, they put out the winnings from Wednesday night here in Colorado.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
The locations?
There was nothing close to us.
Yeah.
That I remember. It was
Arvada, Estes Park, and
Oh, good for Arvada.
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock in Arvada. Yeah, nice job. Wow. Where was it in Arvada?
I think it was King Supers. There was two King Supers, Castle Rock and one in Arvada, and then another one was a Safeway in Estes Park.
Wow.
According to this, it was a $1 million ticket purchased at a Safeway store in Payton.
Okay.
Payton. Two tickets worth $50,000 each. King Supers, Castle Rock. So two. And then Hearts Gas and Food in Estes Park had a ticket that was a few thousand dollars, too.
And what about the Arvada one?
It does not say Arvada.
Oh. Mm-mm. Carson, you said Arvada.
They said Arvada on the news.
I don't know. It's not on here.
Maybe it just says...
It says Payton. I don't know where Payton's at.
I don't.
Maybe I just remember it was someplace that was away from here.
Maybe it's right on the out fringe of Arvada or something. I don't know.
Payton?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Franktown, kind of like by know. Castle Rock, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't even see Castle Rock on here.
You read it.
Parker?
Oh, Parker.
It looks like Payton is, Payton's in Colorado or near Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Well, that's the wrong direction.
I don't know. I'm going based on what I.
No,
what
I believe you.
Yeah, right. According to this report. That's, anyway, the bottom line is this: even if you don't win the jackpot, there's big money to be won.
Yep.
If you can get three or four numbers along with that Powerball, you can still cash in for a few thousand dollars, probably.
Yeah, okay? And if you get the Powerball, you get like $6.
Yeah. Jamie got it. Ben, she feels like she got screwed on that one.
I do.
It should pay more. If you get the Powerball, you should get at least $100.
I agree with you.
Okay, I'd say a grand with it being this big.
My God.
Who's getting all this money? Somebody's getting this money,
the
right?
The lottery, I think.
All right, this tin can thing. I don't know much about it, okay? But I guess it's a new, for kids, security and
Here's the thing. Here's what it is. I'll explain it to you. So the deal is kids are getting addicted to their phones, to the screen time, right? So this group of guys, it's a startup out of Seattle. And what they did is they created pretty much the simplest phone you could ever have in your life. It's a Wi-Fi phone. That way parents still feel comfortable giving their kid a phone, but it doesn't have the screen time on it. They can't look at websites and stuff like that, but they can call their parents and they can call their friends, basically. So here's the actual commercial for it.
Introducing Tin Can, the new school landline for friends. It's just like our old phones with no texting or games. And it has all the other regular phone things too, like buttons and twirly cords. And well, you know, you talk into it.
Hello.
But unlike your old landline, Tin Can plugs into a regular outlet, not a phone jack, and connects to your Wi-Fi. There's even an app for parents to control which numbers call in and out. So no stranger danger. You can also set callable hours. Lights out, phones off. It's a plug-in-the-wall phone for friends to call friends and parents and friends' parents and some other friends, grandparents, or even 911.
What's your emergency?
And probably these guys are going to make a fortune off of this.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. The system we have is pretty good, too, because ours is a tablet, but you can control the time spent on the tablet, you know, on how much money or how much time you give your child. But they can also make a phone call a friend, call me, call his grandmother, whatever he wants to do. So that's a pretty good system, too. But this tin can thing, I guess it's taking over by storm right now.
I just can't believe how addicted kids are to tablets. It is insane.
But look how adults are.
It's a real addiction for these children, like for little kids. It's real. You should see my girlfriend when she takes away the tablet from her son, how he acts.
Oh, I mean, the mood swings, the tantrums are insane. And it's funny because I've been looking into studies as well because little Debbie's kind of using it a little bit, not a lot. But I can tell when she's been using it, even maybe 30 minutes after, you can tell that she's just in a different mood.
And then she wants it back.
Exactly.
She wants it back. So, yeah. So this is a really good idea. These startups, he said, the guy that started it up, he said that he was outside and all the parents were at the school complaining about their kids don't go outside anymore. They stay on their tablets and they're addicted and they're raging when they take them away.
It's true.
But they still want them to be able to contact their friends to play and, you know, their parents, so that's why he created it.
24/7, man.
Yeah.
Frog, 7 years old, and he would do a tablet, phone, whatever, 24/7.
My son, I told you this, my son still... I found that lockbox I used to put his phone in, and it had a timer on it. And so you put it on, so however much homework he thought he had or whatever. So I put it on like 3 hours. And he said, "Oh my God, I can't believe you still have that lockbox." And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "I have PTSD just looking at it."
He's traumatized.
I know. He hated that thing.
It's not just small kids. It's teenagers. It's adults. It's everybody. We're just so addicted to them. I was driving home yesterday. I'm in a lane on C-470. And here comes a car, and I can see it approaching. It's moving pretty good, about to go around me. The lady goes around me, and she is doing 75 to 80, and she's got her phone right in her face, looking at the phone as she's driving. You see it all the time.
All the time.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I told you we play a game when we see people swerving. Phone, drunk, or old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's when we go by them.
And most of the time, it's actually a phone.
It is. It is. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Friday. The weekend's almost here. A lot of football. You got the Broncos kicking off the season. They got to win, man. That happened Sunday at Mile High.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was, so last night, my girlfriends and I, some of my girlfriends and I, we got together to plan Taya's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Or as we call it, the Taya I Do Crew.
Ooh.
Yeah, isn't that good?
The I Do Crew.
Yeah, hashtag the Taya I Do Crew. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
You need shirts.
Thank you. I know. Well, we started with Cougar Crew, but that offended her because she is like, I don't know, 12 years older than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I like the I Do Crew better.
I scratched it out, Cougar Crew.
You don't want Cougar Crew, I guess.
Yeah, so the Taya I Do Crew. Anyway, so I'm going to read one of my notes from last night, okay? Ooh. And this, again, we're planning her bachelorette party, and we switched it from Nashville to Vegas because the hour changes and she can't leave until 2. And so, you know, it just works out better to go backwards in time than forward in time, right?
Gotcha.
Because it's a quick weekend. All right. So here is, if you want to read this. This
I can't. Hang on one second. Sure, my eyes.
Well, right. Just read it.
No one wanders off.
That was my notes.
I had to get closer. I couldn't see
it. Oh, gotcha. So, you have readers on.
Yeah, but they're from close. They're not for across the hall. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Why don't you get glasses?
I just haven't gone. Oh, I need to go to the
the
ophthalmologist.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I need to go. But
didn't you have
LASIK? I did.
How'd that work?
It stuck around for about 10 years.
Oh, that's good.
And then... Yeah.
Anyway, No One Wonders Off is from my book here.
What's that for?
So Taya goes, all right, you guys, here's the thing about Vegas. Sometimes I wander off. And we're like, what? And she's like, sometimes I see a machine and my eye catches it in the corner and I just leave. She goes with her fiance and I just leave him and he doesn't know where I am.
Yeah.
So she's like, we all have to find my phone on each other's phone. And I go, how about this? How about nobody wanders off? Let's just make a rule.
Everyone has a buddy.
Yeah.
They just stick to the buddy system.
That's hard to enforce, though. Everybody's had that friend that just at a party disappears.
Yeah.
And they don't tell anybody. I'll tell you somebody that was notorious for that. Remember Steve from Slacker and Steve?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Steve Weed. Steve Weed. You could go to any function.
That is true.
Am I right about this?
You are right.
And it was just who the guy was. You could have this policy of no wandering off, Steve. Do not wander off. He'll still do it. All right. But you can show up to any function, and this guy, you're looking around the room like, well, where the hell did Steve go? Anybody seen Steve? Just leave. Never tell a soul.
Well, I just wrote down, I yelled at all of the girls. I was like, no, we're just not wandering off. We don't need to find my phone or whatever. We just don't leave.
Yeah, and Vegas is not a good place to wander off.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Mm-mm. I'll tell you that.
There's some shady places.
So then last night I realized because I'm the maid of honor, that I have to do the speech.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do a speech. And so, the best man does one and then I do one.
You should be good at that.
Well, here's what I got so far. Age is just a number.
Okay. That's good to lead with that, I feel like, yeah.
Because, you know.
I don't know if I'd go that route, though.
I was thinking that. So as I'm sober today, I feel like that might be rude.
Yeah, I don't think I'd start with age. That's a bad word to start with.
Well, or I can take some from Bob White, which is my dad. Here's what he said at my wedding, because my husband was older than me. So it'll be great because, you know, she'll be changing diapers and Depends.
Yeah.
So I could go with that because she's like 15 years, something like that, older than Brandon. And so, look, Brandon will be changing diapers and Depends. How about that? That was a good one.
No. All right. I wouldn't go there either if I were you.
He'll be dropping the baby off at the kindergarten and her off at the senior citizen home.
No.
Arts and crap.
Both are going to daycare.
I don't think I'd go that route either.
But.
All right, well, I'm working on it. So,
it's a work in motion right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm, so, and I thought I'd be like, rawr, and I'd dress like a cougar. Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though, how ideas this morning don't look the same as last night at 10 p.m.?
No, they really don't. They really
you have those moments, you know, where it sounded so funny last night.
Although, I will tell you, knowing that there is a news anchor out there with a Barbara Bush is hilarious to
me. All right.
So, my girlfriend, I guess, this one chick, I'm not going to say names, but I guess she was a partier at a certain college or whatever. Yeah. And my friend, her best guy friend, dated this news anchor that's on the news right now. Not right now at this moment, but you know, it's on the news. And I guess he said it was just a jungle out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just, he was like,
life's a jungle.
And then my other girlfriend at the table goes, well, what's wrong with that? And we are like, lost it. We're like, wait, what do you mean? And she's like, I'm all natural.
Yeah.
Things you didn't know before.
Exactly.
Man, I wish I could have gone to this party.
it sounds like a
hoot.
All right. I talked about this earlier, that Travis Kelce did an impression of Patrick Mahomes, and it is dead on. Here it is. Number.
Plans for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
It's pretty good.
He's got the raspiness.
Yeah,
even
I know.
Of it.
It's pretty funny. It was funny. I guess Travis Kelce did not know where Brazil was, and so Patrick Mahomes told everybody, like, the funniest thing happened. Travis had no clue where Brazil was, and so then that was his get back at him. Yeah. Let's see here. Brett Favre, he is talking, I guess it's a football segment right now, you guys. But anyway, Brett Favre was talking about, remember that welfare scandal? That is such a bizarre story. And it was like in Mississippi or somewhere. It doesn't matter. Anyway, and he stole money from all these people. Well, he finally is opening up about it. Here it is, number 5.
The controversy when you're with the New York Jets, the controversy here in Hattiesburg with welfare situation in the university is all one-sided. I mean, you got crushed in that documentary. Mm-hmm. At the end, it said we asked Brett Favre for an interview, and he said no. Why did you decide to not?
Well, they didn't ask, first of all, but if they would have, I would have said no. First of all, that was almost 20 years ago. Are you that desperate that you got to rehash something that has been dealt with and moved on from? In the welfare deal, you know, I'm still under a gag order, unfortunately, that has been in place for probably 4 years now. So I can't defend myself even if I wanted to. But I know this, the truth will come out. I can't talk about it right now, but for those who jump ship and call me everything in the book, your view of me being a criminal or whatever will definitely change. For the haters out there, I think about it sometimes. You know, damn, I thought he did it. It sucks because I can't talk about what I know.
It's such a bizarre story. It's just how he got involved in a welfare scandal, I will never understand. Yeah. It's just so bizarre. Anyway, Landman, the trailer is out. It's season 2. It starts November 26th on Paramount Plus. Here it is.
You know what you're saying?
I wrote a speech, but I'm not sure that's what I'm going to say.
Well, you better figure it out fast. The president of every bank is in that room.
Called this luncheon to squash the rumors and to offer you a warning. The only difference between me and my husband is I'm meaner.
So just another day.
Just another day, Pop. She owns the company, but I run it. Situations like this have to come to a head before it resolves itself. It's about to come to a head.
How do you know?
Because I'm about to take it there. I'm definitely going to have to start drinking again.
So, you know, the thing is with Landman, it was so good. The first season was so, so good. I got completely involved in it. And then I forgot about it, and I didn't watch the very ends of it. Like it had three episodes left.
Oh, we'll still finish it.
Right? I know. It's like, what? It's really good. Anyway, so season two is out. Well, it's not
November
out.
November 16th.
November 16th. Okay. Yeah. Let's hear. And then finally, this is a weird story, you guys. Boxing legends Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather Jr. to fight. What do we think about this?
Money grab?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, we've seen Mike Tyson. He can't get in the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be another debacle, just like the last one was.
They're just going to dance around.
I can't believe anybody would order this.
Mike Tyson, he'll be 60 years old at the time of the fight, has expressed surprise that Floyd Mayweather wants to actually participate, saying it could be detrimental to Mayweather's health. Mayweather, who retired with an undefeated 50-0 record, emphasized that the exhibition will not affect his professional record and aims to provide fans with a memorable experience.
Do they give a date yet, or just an announcement?
Spring 2026.
Yeah. Spring? I don't think it will happen.
Here's all I'm going to say is that those guys are both so crazy and have so much brain damage that, to me, what if they get in there and forget that it's just an exhibition and, like, Mayweather just knocks him out, you know?
I'd be here for it.
I mean, that's what I'm worried about, because no matter what, it's the male ego, right? And they'll get in there, and Mayweather's just like, bam! I don't know. So we'll see what happens. By the way, the exact date, location, and broadcast details have not been announced yet. So there you go. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the weekend almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live. Just want to make a quick announcement here with Bar Bingo being a week from tonight. If you got in with Alice1059.com, got in the portal, and you got your information in there and you submitted, you're in. You're on the list. Now, a lot of people have been contacted, confirmed. There's a few people that still are dangling and will get contacted.
Well, she had to contact 1,000 people, which is crazy.
I can't believe we're at where we are right now.
With this technology, I can't believe we don't. She has to email 1,000 people.
She's got 800 already, and another 200 or 300 just waiting to hear back from her, which you'll get that. Talked to Tricky Vicky yesterday, and she says, I'm on it, ma'am. I got this, BJ. Watch me. And I believe her. She's on it, all right. So you're going to hear back from her, and we expect you to be there a week from tonight. We will be downtown.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Tom's Watch Bar. It's from 7 till 9. The prize list, it's long. We have a lot of prizes to give away, including a flyaway, Salt Lake City, Benson Boone.
Yep, next
Tons
Friday.
Of crap. Woo. Tons of crap. All right, we'll see you there.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.